Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. It wasn't very long ago that the idea of a female wrestler in Iowa was an oddity and would stir up quite a bit of controversy. But thanks to a handful of girls who led the way, a couple of them all the way to the Iowa High School Wrestling State Championship, more and more girls across the state are taking to the mats. Most of the time, the girls wrestle with the boys, but this weekend, the AAU, Amateur Athletic Union, will hold its first ever high school girls state championship. And with me now is Jason Lloyd, Iowa AAU Women's Wrestling Director and the National AAU Women's Co-Director. Hello, Jason.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And first of all, tell me about the event that's coming up this weekend.
So this weekend at Wells Fargo Arena, 187 girls will be in competition for state titles. And that's a pretty big deal, especially since Wells is where every wrestler in the state wants to end up wrestling at, as that's, you know, the holy ground for high school state championships.
Right, and this is not the high school state championship. This is the AAU state Correct. Championship. But what led to the decision to create a high school division for girls?
So right now, the girls really don't have very much of an opportunity to wrestle their peers. They mostly, like you pointed out, have to wrestle the boys who, you know, obviously there's some differences. And last year, we worked with AAU last year and added the kindergarten through eighth grade division to their, you know, long-held championship series there at Wells. And then this year, we pushed forward and added the high school division.
When did you first start thinking about girls wrestling?
It was probably around 10 years ago. I'm from Pleasant Valley, and we had a young lady by the name of Michaela who came through, and she came through our junior high and our youth program, and then actually even had a varsity spot for a little while. And so I tried to help her the best I could. Sometimes I didn't feel like she was fully supported, and, you know, even at times not even having the proper equipment and gear. And that really left an impression for me because I saw how hard she worked in the practice room and the dedication she had to the sport. And so after she kind of came on through, we had quite a few younger girls come through our program. And from those girls, it just began to grow to where here at Pleasant Valley, we have a girls-only wrestling group. And we have over 30 girls that participate in that from K through 12.
Well, and you say Michaela wasn't fully supported. I sense that that's an understatement. It wasn't just a lack of support. There was active opposition, wasn't there?
Yeah, actually, you know, there obviously people sometimes are pretty narrow-minded. It's a male-dominated sport until here recently. And so there are those that don't believe the girls should be on the mat, but obviously they deserve equal value as an athlete on the mat, just the same as the boys or as in any other sport.
So tell me about some of the arguments you've had over the years, because I would guess you've really gotten into it with a few people.
Yeah, we have. The main thing is a lot of people are a little bit of elitist, and sometimes elitism actually can follow along inside wrestling as a sport, as people continue to look towards the top and not towards your average wrestler even. And there are those that believe that the girls detract from the sport, and I have the complete opposite. Right now, they are the largest growing portion of the sport, and they're going to do nothing but add quality and value to the sport as a whole as they begin to participate more and more.
There are few places anywhere in the world where wrestling is more important than it is in Iowa. Do you think that has made us more resistant to girls entering the sport, or do you think that's actually been a boon?
So right now, it's going to benefit us. Previously, though, I believe there are those who were used to seeing wrestling. As you said, it's a long-held tradition basically here in Iowa, to where they didn't really want to see change and they resisted the change. But moving forward now, especially as we've gotten the girls now into AAU, that's huge for the girls because AAU is the primary feeder into the high school programs across the state. They're mostly school-based clubs that participate then in a district and then state event. And those same kids that are winning AAU state titles move on to winning high school titles here in Iowa. So plugging the girls into that infrastructure is going to be huge for the girls. And they're just from last year to this year, we've almost doubled the numbers already. And so that's actually pretty good that we do have that infrastructure and tradition. And at the same time, moving the girls forward now, a lot of the other voices just start kind of fade away because the girls show that their value and worth on the mat.
Now, you mentioned this started for you about 10 years ago. So you have about 10 years of experience coaching female wrestlers. How would you characterize that as different from coaching male wrestlers?
It's completely different. I actually enjoy coaching the female wrestlers probably more than the males because they're hungry for it. They are more attentive. Just like in your classroom, a lot of times the female students are some of the better students. You see the same thing in the practice room to where the girls, I hate to say it, but sometimes they're a little smarter than the boys, especially at that age. And so they pay attention and they learn well and they practice well and they have a lot of heart. So that's a lot of the positives. And then some of the negatives, the only negatives is I have a teenage daughter myself, and I've had to insert some of the thinking I've had to use for my teenage daughter along with the girls. For example, I accidentally insulted a girl's hair, and she wasn't very happy with me, and I had static for an entire practice and couldn't figure it out. And at the end, she told me what was wrong, and I never would have had that issue with a boy. And in the same sense, though, like I said, the girls, though, they're a completely different character on the mat most of the time than the boys. And they do. They work very hard, and I think they learn faster than the boys.
So for a lot of girls who wind up coming to you and coming to AAU, if they've been wrestling through their school, they may never have wrestled a girl before, right?
That's correct. So this year, there was actually two JV tournaments for the first time that added a girls division on the high school level. And that was a first for them. And up until then, your team goes where your team goes. So if your school scheduled a JV event, you're going to those schools, usually within your district or conference. And so the opportunity to actually wrestle another girl and for a young lady to wrestle one of her peers is next to none here in Iowa. Most of it, if they are wrestling other females, it's through an organization such as AAU or USA and not something sanctioned, obviously, through the state.
It's kind of unusual because wrestling was resistant to allowing girls to participate. And so we see all these other sports that are boys' sports and girls' sports in, you know, junior highs and high schools, like cross country and basketball, where there are separate teams for the girls and boys. Now, with wrestling, the girls are on the same team with the boys. So in some ways, it's one of the only actually fully integrated sports.
Well, that's correct, too. And part of that also is the coaching associations that sanction sports here in Iowa. You have a males coaching association and a females coaching association, which is a little different than most states. Most states only have one. And right now, the female side, the Girls Coaching Association, has not sanctioned wrestling, and I don't even believe it's, you know, one of their top priorities until we have the numbers up. They've set us a benchmark at around 100 schools to be willing to participate before they'll sanction it. So what we have here in Iowa, as you explained, they have the girls and the boys in the same room on the same team. And it is integrated that way, but that's only because the boys are the only one with wrestling. So if a young lady wishes to wrestle in high school for her school, she has to do it with the boys' team through the boys' association.
Now, we've been talking about how this has grown in Iowa. Do you see other places in the United States where girls' wrestling is ahead of Iowa?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Here in the Midwest, we're probably neck and neck with our neighbors as far as Wisconsin or Nebraska or Missouri or anywhere. But once you start getting away from the Midwest, the number of girls are huge, and they're only growing at a very high exponential rate. So a number of years back, they sanctioned in, say, like Washington, and now there's 1,200 to 1,500 girls that wrestle there in the high school. And then some of the other states that have sanctioned it is Alaska, California. This year there's going to be a pilot program in Colorado. And then actually a lot of southern states, to some it's surprising, but some of the southern states where wrestling's actually growing pretty well were first and obviously ahead of us in sanctioning girls such as Texas or Tennessee. And then there's other large girl populations in Florida and other places. So we're kind of behind the curve, but the good news is, again, it's Iowa and it's wrestling. So we're going to catch up pretty quick.
So you actually feel that lack of support for female wrestlers in the sport is one of the reasons that the International Olympic Committee almost dropped wrestling from the Olympics. Why do you think that?
Oh, absolutely. So back, I believe it was around 2000 or so, wrestling actually started getting beat up internationally, and with the Olympics, they were almost dropped. And one of the things cited was the fact that there wasn't female participation in it, and they were pretty much a boys only club. And obviously, that's not okay. And so you take a look back then, that was when, say, like a lot of the states and things started getting the sanctioning going for the girls, which through the organization USA, who handles all of our international competitions, such as the Olympics and world team trials and things like that. And you take a look at that, and they actually went one step further, and now they're sanctioned girls wrestling at the collegiate level and with even D1 colleges coming through. And most of that's through freestyle. And that is actually to support those international teams that we have competing in the world team trials and the Olympics and other things as such. So it was actually pretty big for wrestling to have to come back and retool and open the mats up and the opportunity for female athletes to compete.
Now, this weekend, you are directing this AAU State High School Girls Championship Wrestling Tournament, but are you also coaching girls that are going to be competing?
Yeah, I'll be a pretty busy guy. Like I said, our girls club has about 30 girls, and we probably got almost 20 of them to go. And that last year was the same. So we had 17 girls last year participate. And so I really have to lean on my other coaches this weekend while I'm going to be helping direct and keep things moving smoothly on the mat, and at the same time try to find opportunities to slip into the chair and coach some of my girls, because they're really good. They work real hard for me in the room, and I like to give them everything I can equally on the mat.
So we've seen a couple of really remarkable girl wrestlers in the state over the last few years. Who should we have our eye on right now?
So obviously girls like Felicity Taylor, she's really knocking it out. You have other girls.
And then where is she?
What's that?
Where is Felicity Taylor?
Oh, I don't remember what high school she wrestles for. I apologize.
That's all right.
But she has signed up to compete this weekend. But you do have Tatum Park, who's over here at Davenport North. She actually wrestles with our girls group at Pleasant Valley, but she attends school at Davenport North. So Tatum is definitely a factor on the mat.
And Felicity Taylor's at the South Winneshiek district. So,
oh, yep, thank you.
So there's a lot of exciting action, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
When you look to the future of girls wrestling, what do you think you're going to see in the next 5 years in Iowa?
In the next 5 years, what I hope to see is the numbers to continue to grow. And like I said, a lot of the things we're doing through AAU is going to help that. By getting them in those school-based programs, that's exactly what we need. We need the school-based programs to add girl groups, even if they have one or two girls. That's where we started. We started with one or two, and now we're bumping over 30 all the time. And so as they add those girls to their school-based wrestling programs and then add those divisions to their school-based wrestling tournaments, you're only going to see it grow for the opportunity to sanction through the state. And that's the end goal for everyone. Whether it's us or USA or or any other organization. That's the end goal, is to see the girls have their own sanctioned sport, wrestling against their peers, and have an equal opportunity on the mat, same as the boys.
I think for a lot of girls, wrestling still really isn't on the radar. If you are a parent and you've got a daughter who expresses some interest, what's your advice?
Find your local school-based club and try to support. Right now, it's very important to be a contributor, not just a consumer. So the more you get in there, the more you work, the better it'll grow for everybody.
You mentioned a lack of support for some of the early girls who were wrestling. When, thinking not just about AAU wrestling, but when a girl makes it to the state high school wrestling championship these days, what's the reaction? Do you feel like people are more accepting and supportive?
Oh, absolutely. The more it happens, the more it's been out there, the public comes more and more to help support these girls. And that's been a real positive. And so I really enjoy the last few years, especially where it really seemed like we were kind of grinding it out. And now there's more of an explosion and acceptance across the state, to where even people I knew, 10 years ago, who probably didn't feel the way they do right now, have had a complete 180 change of heart and see the girls completely different. And part of that is them seeing them compete on the mat. And so that kind of opens their eyes and really, really gets Iowans behind it. And I really appreciate that statewide.
Do you ever have boys who are reluctant to wrestle the girls?
Oh, absolutely. So for the boys, there's a lot of factors. And it's actually one of the reasons I am very, very pro trying to help get things sanctioned any way we can. Because for the boys, wrestling's a tough sport already. And you're putting yourself out there one-on-one. And sometimes it's pretty easy to be humiliated by another boy and feel, a real loss of, personal value or pride. And then if you step on the line and there's a young lady who schools you pretty bad, that's not a very good win or feeling for that young man. So I really push and hope more and more for the sanction for the girls to be competing against the girl. It'll help both the girls and the boys.
Jason Lloyd, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yep.
Jason
have
Lloyd.
A good day.
Yep. You have a good and good luck this weekend. Jason Lloyd, Iowa AAU Women's Wrestling Director and the National AAU Women's Co-Director. We were talking about the first ever AAU Iowa High School Wrestling State Championship. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.